Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Thank you all to our inspired listeners for being with us today. Wherever you may be around the world, we have got a great show ahead of us. I have to say, I am really excited about our guest. And the topic today, the topic of soul contracts, is a fascinating topic. There's so much that goes into it, and we've got an expert in this area that's going to share her wisdom with us on soul contracts. What are they? How do they affect us? How can we work with them? When we understand these things at a deeper level, boy, can we navigate our way through life with much greater ease, and that's always what it is we want, right? Not only that, though, but she's a wonderful animal communicator, too, and I'm just so excited about that aspect of what we'll talk about today as well. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, live from the beautiful state of Virginia and soon to be live from the beautiful state of California. I can't believe this move is happening. But if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. If there's any way I can support you in the way of readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can connect with me on social media. For those of you who follow me on Aloha Freedom Fridays, I have definitely put that on hold until I'm settled into the new place. So I will let you know when I'm able to resume that on Fridays. I look forward to it. But without further ado, I'd love to bring my co-host on, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Mark, how's it going?
Hi, Kim. Hi, Inspired listeners. It's going good. It's a nice summer day here in Seattle, Washington, and just enjoying the nice weather. And, you know, what I love about today's show is I've been following this young lady for some time now, whether it's on her Facebook Live or I've seen her interact through a couple different networks. And so I'm excited to have her on today's show because I've been following her for a bit. So it's going to be a fun show, and I'm looking forward to all of the learning and education. And the whole reason we do radio, right, Kim, it's learning, it's growth, it's transformation.
Absolutely.
So I'm just thinking, you know, for the next hour, because it's going to go by so quick. So let me just get through. If you want to work with me, this is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. You can find more information at marklanehart.com. Love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. You can catch me every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. It's my way of connecting to people all around the world and giving back. And you can also catch us every Wednesday here on Om Times Radio, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And again, Kim will pick up her Aloha Freedom Fridays. We try to cover you all week, guys, in inspiration. So Kim will be picking that back up when she moves back to California, which I'm excited to have you back in the same time zone as me, my friend.
And
we're going to be back on the West Coast. If you want to interact with the show, we will be taking callers in the second half of the show. The number to call in is 202-570-7057. We will be limiting callers to today's topic only. And if you want to interact with us on social media, best place to do that is Inspired Living Radio on Facebook. It is our closed community page of well over 1,000 inspired listeners all around the world now. You can post your question there. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired for Us. That is the number 4. And if you missed this live broadcast that we're doing right now, you can always catch us on our Encore shows, whether that's through Om Times Radio Archives, Podbean, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, lovefirst.info, or marklenehart.com. Great way to catch four seasons of Inspired Living Radio with amazing guests, amazing topics, and today is going to be no different, guys, as we get into this show with our special guest today. So I'm going to turn that back over to you because I know you have the positive affirmation for the month of June, Kim, and we'll get into welcoming Danielle onto the show.
Yeah, so the inspired affirmation for the month of June is one of my favorite quotes from Lisa Transcendence Brown, and it is, I close my eyes to see. That means we go inward for all the answers, and I have a feeling we'll probably talk a little bit about that as it relates to soul contracts. So today we have the amazing Danielle McKinnon. She is named one of the country's best psychic mediums and one of the top 100 American astrologers and psychics. And she is a well-known soul-level animal communicator, intuitive, soul-level coach, and author. She's a former MBA on the corporate fast track. I know that one.
Danielle, me too.
Now focuses on assisting those seeking a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life through their animals. Oh, our animals do such beautiful things for us. Her work has been highlighted on TV and radio and national magazines, and she has facilitated popular seminars in animal communication, soul contracts, and the intuitive senses throughout the country. She does have a school, and it is the Danielle McKinnon School. Is the only school of its kind focusing on teaching animal lovers around the world her unique soul-level animal communication technique. Danielle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Welcome,
thank
Danielle.
Thank you for having me. Hi, guys. Yay. This is going to be fun. Woohoo. I say that all the time, too. Woohoo. Let's go.
Yeah, so you're doing such beautiful work out there, Danielle. Thank you for being with us and all the work that you're doing, not only for us humans, but also for the animals. So you started off on a very different path, and there was something that led you to do what you're doing now. You want to share a little bit about that process?
Sure. Meaning the process of how did I get here?
Yes. You are on the corporate fast track. That's very different.
MBA corporate fast track.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was in, I was working in San Francisco. My husband and I used to live on the West Coast, and I just wasn't loving what I was doing. And a friend said, well, why don't you, I think you want an MBA because you want to be the boss, actually, is what she said. And I hadn't heard of an MBA, so I looked into it, and I was like, yeah, that sounds good. I want to be the boss. But turns out I wanted to be the boss of something different. So, yeah, I did go down that MBA path. But it wasn't feeding my soul to be studying, doing case studies of Walmart and all of that. That wasn't really working for me.
Right.
I was the one who was kind of falling asleep a lot in class or text messaging. I mean, it was barely text messaging at that time. But, yeah, I don't think it was really invented yet. So I had a dog who got very, very sick. And she was a puppy, and we didn't know what was wrong, and we took her to the vet, and the vet didn't know what was wrong. And see, this is the cool thing, because she knew what she was doing by getting sick. I saw a friend in the parking lot of my gym, and I said, I don't know what to do. She's not getting better. We're spending all of this money. Nothing's helping. And she said, why don't you go see the pet psychic? There's a pet psychic in town. And that was the turning moment for me. I'm a very kind of driven person. So, of course, I had an appointment with the guy the next day, and he met my husband and I in the parking lot, and I had my dog. I'd pulled her out of the vet because she'd been there for several nights. And he actually was able to connect with her and tell me that she was sick because she'd eaten corn cobs. Because she was anxious since my husband and I had been fighting about my mother. And we'd been fighting about my mother-in-law. But it didn't matter. That was good enough for me. I was like, this is it. This is my thing. What am I doing in the corporate world? This makes my heart sing. And I realized I'd been doing it already my whole life. I just was discounting it because so much of the world tells you it's not real. They tell you you're... What's that word? Mm-hmm. Anthropomorphized. What's the word? You know the word I mean, anthropomorphizing?
Yes.
What's the word?
Yeah.
Right. You
yep.
know what I mean, right?
Yes, right.
I was told I was too sensitive, I'm putting human emotions in animals, I don't really know what's going on with them, they don't feel that way. But when I met with this animal psychic, for me, that changed my entire course of my life, because it validated all of the feelings and all of the differences and all, everything that I'd experienced up until that point. It showed me that that was real, and I didn't need to discount it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, powerful.
Yeah, and then I did not, of course, probably like many people, leave the corporate world right away. I developed mm-hmm. my practice and freaked out for a long time about leaving the corporate world, because that was some really great money there. Mm-hmm. As an MBA, you earn a lot of money. And I kept putting it off. I kept hearing from my guides. I kept getting messages. It's time. But my fear prevented me from really listening. So eventually when we moved houses, we moved from one house to the next, the day we signed the papers and were moving into that new house, I was laid off from my job. And so I took it as, yeah. I was like, all right, the universe took control.
Yeah.
Great timing.
I was like,
Danielle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I try to help people not do that, not ignore the messages, because it's really sucky. And so then I was like, all right, I'm going to do this work. And I started with animal work full time. But what I thought working with the animals and doing psychic work at all was you get information and you fix everything, right? You intuitively get this information and then you present the answer and everything gets fixed and it's all better. And I really was schooled by my guides and by the animals in it doesn't work like that. You know, it doesn't work like that. All of these challenges that are coming up in our lives are, you know, they're hooked into our belief systems. They're hooked into lessons that we need to learn in order to evolve our soul. And so I really I didn't study it anywhere. I really learned it through the intuitive work that I was doing. That's how I learned all this stuff about soul contracts. That's how I learned all this stuff about animals and their soul contracts with us and how they're teaching us. But I can't say that was an easy path. I just made it sound like really smooth and easy. It wasn't.
There's a lot that went into that, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, oh, yay, it's all set. No. I am really great at resisting everything good for me and being like, no, I know more. I'm scared. I'm so good at that. So I tend to have the hardest path. I tend to take that path, and then, but it's good because then anybody I'm helping and working with in any way, I've been there, but worse. So I can help them not go down that road. Did that answer your question?
That is, you know, I mean, it has everything to do with what it is we're talking about today, because your aunt, your pet, your aunt, your dog at that time helped put you on this path. That was a contract. So let's talk about what are soul contracts, because I think people hear them, but they may not understand what the soul contract is. And I know you have a very good book called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. If people are interested in learning the depths of this topic, but share with us, what are soul contracts?
So typically, people think of soul contracts as a contract like that you and I, Kim, we have a soul contract with one another. They think of it that way, or they think of it as an agreement that somebody made that says that prevents them from doing something, and they can go and they can break it. They can break the vow. They can and that. I think that's how most people think of soul contracts. But in my work, I found that they were different from that. And this is what I found. When we incarnate, as people into our human bodies. We incarnate with these souls, and our souls are, we're looking to evolve our souls. And the way to evolve our souls is by learning the lessons that our souls need to learn. What I found through the animals is that we humans are working on learning unconditional love. We have not mastered unconditional love. None of us have yet. Animals have mastered unconditional love. Mind you, they're the ones telling me this, but that's cool. So we have not mastered unconditional love. And the way that shows up in our lives is in these soul lessons that help us to master unconditional love. So we'll come in needing to learn either that we're safe, supported, and protected, that we're deserving and loving, that we're deserving and worthy, that we are lovable, or that we are good enough. Those seem to be the four main ways that we evolve our soul by learning those lessons. So what will happen is somebody will incarnate, and their soul will be like, all right, in this lifetime, I'm going to work on believing that I'm good enough, believing in myself. And so all of the things that go on in their life are geared toward helping them learn that lesson. The challenge is that when we start going through life with a belief that we're not good enough, right? So if that is one of the ones that I am still working on, which is believing that I'm just good enough. So what happens is I start having experiences in my life that kind of exacerbate that belief that I'm not good enough because I'm still working on learning it. So as a result of me not believing I'm good enough, I will create what I call a soul contract. So this is different. I will create what I call a soul contract, which is really an agreement at the soul level with myself that says, well, I want to avoid not feeling good enough. How do I avoid that? Well, you know what? I'm going to be number one at whatever I do. And that becomes my soul contract, one of them. Or I say, you know, I feel like I'm not good enough. I am going to be the best friend to everybody to prove that I am good enough. And then I have a soul contract of loyalty. Now, these things sound great, but what happens when you don't feel okay to leave a friendship because you need to be loyal in order to prove that you are good enough at a deeper level? So these soul contracts, they early on, like up until about we're five, this is when we're creating these soul contracts, we are making one after another to avoid experiencing that negative belief within ourselves. Did that make sense? Because I just did a lot of talking.
Yes, that makes
sense. We love it, though.
We're on that note, we're already going into our first break, so stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue this fascinating conversation on soul contracts.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim as we continue this fascinating conversation with our guest today, Danielle McKinnon, talking about soul contracts. So, Danielle, before we went to break, you were talking about, the different things that we work on in this lifetime. So you were giving the example of, let's say, not feeling worthy enough and having soul contracts, if I understand this correctly, that bring in experiences that help us to avoid that negative thought.
Yes.
Right? Okay. But then there can be an imbalance with that. Right?
Well, we need to experience the negative thought to have the option to learn from it. So what happens is those soul contracts, the one that says you have to be number one no matter what, well, at some point that's going to bite you in the bum, right? At some point you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is really exhausting. I can't keep doing this. And that feeling is usually what drives people to look deeper and discover the negative belief or that negative belief, that the lesson they're supposed to learn. But these soul contracts are not comfortable. We have soul contracts that say be number one, hide, don't be in the spotlight, only be in the spotlight, give to everybody else, don't take care of yourself, sacrifice for others. Like, these are all things that seem like a great idea when we're little because they help us avoid those negative beliefs, but they beautifully come back and assist us because they become so uncomfortable in growing.
Now, there are different types of soul contracts that you talk about in your book. Do you want to go through what some of those are to give the audience an understanding of where these soul contracts can come into play?
So some of them are some of the ones that I was just talking about. Like, a big one that I see people have is a soul contract, basically where they say they're going to give and help everybody else at their own expense. And that's when you meet somebody who keeps getting into a bad relationship where their partner is always kind of taking from them and running the show, and they don't feel comfortable speaking up. And that's actually another huge one, which is not speaking up. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to speak up. And if I don't speak up, it makes everybody else comfortable, and then they'll see how good I am, and I can feel like a good person, a valuable person, a worthy or lovable person, by making them all happy and not having any needs myself. It's really interesting the ways that people come up with to supposedly alleviate the challenge. But in the end, it only exacerbates the challenge.
So in your book, I know you talk about things like the pre-birth soul contract, the lifetime soul contract, the bump contract. These are all different.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Different ones.
I know. I think the easiest one to talk about here would be the bump contract, because it's a bump contract. It's basically it's something that's meant to kind of jar you into action. So for me, the bump contract the bump showed up when I signed the papers on the new house and at the same time lost my job that same day. That was in place to make things so terribly uncomfortable that I had to start doing things differently. We really, as people, we don't make change. Like, who wakes up? I always say this, but who wakes up in the morning and goes, wow, everything is so awesome right now, and I'm so happy. I'm going to make big changes mm-hmm. in my life. You know? Like, oh, yeah. We don't really
not
do
many.
That. No. So the bump contract serves as a – it's kind of like the universe has been giving you one message after another. You're ignoring it and ignoring it until finally the universe goes, yeah, no. We need a big one. And so they create a bump. And, you know, bump makes it sound minor, but it's really – these are like life and death type situations usually. But the nice thing is that almost everybody listens. When it shows up, everybody listens.
It's, right, when they're backed up against the wall, it's like there's no place else to go but to listen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're kind of looking for that dark night moment, and that's usually when people make the change. It's out of that dark night moment. That's when people decide they're no longer going to follow the same patterns. They're going to look at things differently. They're going to investigate. I find that you can get like a gray moment, a little bit of a challenging moment, but it's not until somebody feels like they don't really have any choices that they start to make that deep soul level change, that they start to actually address mm-hmm. the beliefs that are going on. Often people will, like if we look at the person who has a soul contract of overgiving, to give to everybody in order to prove that they're okay, often people will realize, hey, this isn't comfortable. There's imbalance in all my relationships. I'm giving to all my friends, and no one's there for me. And so what they'll try to do is they'll just try to stay in the soul contract and say, well, I'm not going to give so much. I'm going to try and pull back. And they're trying to, like, prevent themselves from doing something that the negative belief that they haven't yet mastered is telling them they need to do in order to be okay. So it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse. That belief has to be addressed, and that's how you actually master the soul contract and release yourself from it. It's not about a prayer or a vow or burning the, you know, writing it out and burning. It's really about learning that soul level lesson. Because once you learn that soul level lesson, you don't need to do all these soul contracts. It's literally like it voids them because there's no point.
So, like, if somebody's having a challenging relationship, let's just say with a parent or a significant other,
yeah,
then they can't yet, yeah, like what you just said, you can't just ask for that contract to not be so difficult anymore, to shift the contract in any way. The contract is what it is until you've learned what it is you need to learn.
Yes. Isn't that annoying?
Mm, that is. Oh, goodness gracious.
I know.
Totally.
I resisted that knowledge for a long time, too. Yeah, it's all
yeah.
about the lesson.
What about like free will, though? How does free will play into our contracts?
Well, you keep making the choice. You don't have to, right? You don't have to make the choice to overgive. But there's that part of you, because of your belief that says you're not good enough or you're not worthy or whatever it is, because of that belief, you keep being driven to do it. It doesn't feel okay not to do it. You can, of course, choose not to, but that wouldn't feel okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because the belief keeps telling mm-hmm. you, no, you're not good enough. You have to do this. And mm-hmm. it's like this pattern you've developed to compensate for that negative belief by doing this thing. It's like a soothing habit in a way, but way, way, way bigger and deeper.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Now, do we have and Mark, feel free to jump in here, but do we have contracts? As I've heard other people say this, sometimes we even have contracts with entities.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing, and things have kind of evolved beyond what I wrote in my book, because I've heard that as well. And in my book, I talk about let's work with only light. And I still mm-hmm. absolutely believe that. But what I have found since, because the book's a few years old, what I have found since then is that it's more that we feel like we need to do certain things, maybe that involves negative energy or maybe not, because of the belief. So even in terms of like hooking up with a negative energy, being in negative energy, attracting in negativity from others, it still, from what I've learned just in the past few years, comes back to a negative belief that we're compensating for. Does that make sense?
Down to a negative belief we are compensating for. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the negative belief of I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy or whatever it is. So we'll choose, if I believe I'm not good enough, and the only way to compensate for that is to work with people who are underhanded and shifty and doing bad things, but that's going to get me the money that I want to feel good enough. You know, something like it kind of, it all comes back to that lesson that the soul is learning.
Like you said, the lessons. All those lessons.
Yeah, the lessons. The lessons.
You know, I just I just had a light bulb moment, and this actually ties all three of us together, which is quite interesting. As I was just listening to the conversation, first and foremost, Danielle, thank you for stepping into your authentic self and really choosing to, you know, you spent a lot of money for your MBA, right? And going to college and getting into that job that you no longer wanted. And you get to the point where, you know, does this feed my ego or does it feed my soul? Am I doing this for the destination or am I doing it for the journey, right? And I actually read your book. You said a few years ago, it came out in 2014. And yeah. Kim, we actually all have a connection because the soul contracts, finding harmony and unlocking your balance, was actually recommended and forwarded by Bob Olson, bestpsychicmediums.com, bestpsychicdirectory.com, and afterlifetv.com. And when I was looking that up, I joined Bob's directory in 2013, and I had seen this recommendation, which then opened that door to lead me to read Soul Contracts. And Kim and myself and you, Danielle, are all part of Bob Olson at some point, because both Kim and I are both active members on the site of the directory where people, you know, contact us for different, you know, spiritual guidance. And I always remind our listening audience, some people call us for advice. Some other people call us crazy. So I just want to thank you for stepping into your authentic self, because by doing that, you've opened many doors and pathways, and you've shared that authentic path of being an animal communicator, being a psychic, being a spiritual coach or consultant. And that shares – that has a ripple effect. Because imagine what your life would be if you wouldn't have taken that leap of faith, right, to move into – I'm going to move into a psychic – I'm going to be an animal communicator. And you're like, what? So I just want to thank you, because our tagline for the show is you are the inspired and the inspiration. And I just wanted to share that with our listening audience that, you know, it is – worth the leap of faith to step into your authentic self, because again, are we feeding our ego and what the, you know, society wants for us, or are we feeding our soul? And I found, you know, your book to be very entertaining, but I was just sitting here, I was like, oh my gosh, we all have a connection through Bob Olson, which is quite interesting, because I didn't know I'd be talking to you, what, 5 years later on the radio show. So I just love the synchronicity and the synergy of it all. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I love Bob.
Yeah, and Kim, I didn't know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew that connection, because Kim's on there as well.
No, I didn't.
So see, I'm just making the point that we're all somehow connected. We're all somehow
doing the same work. To that point, Danielle, you talk about everybody that comes into our life as a soul contract with us, right?
Yes. Well, no, they have a lesson. Say it this way, because this will make it easier. They have a lesson to teach us.
A lesson
to
teach us.
So whether we call it a soul contract, a contract, whatever word you put to it, these connections, from what I have learned, they are decided beforehand. Isn't that like
they are decided beforehand. So like you were saying, that person that cuts you off, you know, in your book on the freeway, which there's a lot of that in LA. That's what I'm going back to. So I'm going to have a lot of connections.
Have fun with that.
Well, and it's the same thing with animals. Every animal that you encounter – just like every person, there is something to learn there. And they're all kind of working. So you have different lessons, different soul lessons that you're working on learning. And you can start to trace back, oh, wait a minute. Five different people have cut me off on the highway, and this makes me feel so angry and like I'm being taken advantage of, and I always feel this way, and I feel this way because I don't feel good enough. Like, you can start to trace it back to mm-hmm. that original soul lesson. It's really kind of crazy.
Go.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, we don't have any callers yet, but I would love to ask you about my little girl, Lexi Lou, who's like my little, she's my partner in crime. And, she's a 4.5-pound Chihuahua mix that I rescued. I would love to know what my contract is with her.
Okay, so Lexi Lou, so she's a dog?
She's a dog.
Okay. And she is alive, yes?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So let me go to Lexi Lou. Okay. So when I'm gonna start out by just telling you a little bit about how she comes through to me. Are psychics. Do you talk to animals as well?
Well, I'd love to ask you about that because I love animals, but I don't know if it's just that I don't take the time to do that more or to strengthen that ability, but I don't offer that as a service. No.
Yeah, the more
but
I say it, that I'm...
What's that?
Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it before. I've had people, I haven't, you know, like friends to say, what am I, you know, what's my horse thinking or whatever.
Yep.
But, like, I don't do it consistent enough. And
okay.
So, yeah.
The reason
I
was
asking
you, I was wondering, oh, yeah, Mark?
Well, I was just going to say, the more I say I'm not an animal communicator, the more it shows up. You just talked about the lesson repeating until it, you know, repeats until it completes.
Right.
I just literally did a dem up in Canada this last weekend, and I literally had a dog in the spirit world come through with messages that were just very healing for that person. And the more I say I'm not an animal communicator and I love my animals and I talk to my animals, the more they're communicating, but more on the spiritual side, more of those that have actually moved into the etheric world and no longer here in the physical world. I'm having more connections in that capacity.
Oh, that's cool. So I talk to either alive or on the other side, which is why I had wanted to know about Lexi Lou, if she was alive or not. And then I was asking you guys that question because I wondered if, oh, well, I'm connecting with Lexi Lou. Are they going to be connecting in too and they can get all the info? Like, I was just wondering, are we doing it all together?
I'm always happy to give it a go. Let's go prospecting.
Right? So when I connect with Lexi Lou, she kind of reminds me a little bit in the way that she walks toward me. Do you guys remember how the Grinch Stole Christmas, the little girl, Cindy Lou Who?
Mm-hmm.
And she had
mm-hmm.
these kind of like pigtails, and she's totally
pigtails, yeah.
sweet and cute with the big eyes and everything. This is how Lexi Lou comes through, with the sweetness and the cuteness. And I'm going to call it an innocence. But I'm also going to call it a feigned innocence because she knows what she's doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's all that sweetness, but this is calculated sweetness.
Calculated.
Yes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a smart cookie, yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't flaunt it. She stays to the side of being sweet and cute and kind of manipulating things a little bit to get what she wants, but really stays on the sweet, cute side. You would never go, oh, no, I don't trust her or anything like that, because she is using her she uses her intelligence to appear sweeter and cuter because that gets her what she wants. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And does she have ears that kind of stick out like the ponytails? Because I don't know why she comes through looking.
Okay.
She kind of does,
she's
actually.
She's got big ears. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And they're pointed
okay.
in opposite
and,
directions a lot of times.
And the ears, for whatever reason, are a focus for her. Like, it's kind of like when she walks in a room – you know, when someone walks in a room, oh, look at your eye. You know, there's a draw for her. It's the ears with the eyes. This kind of combo makes her, I don't want to say beautiful, but attractive. She gains a lot of attention that way. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, I we are heading into a break. We'll continue on when we come back in 2 minutes.
Cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey, Inspired listeners, welcome back. Our very special guest today, Danielle McKinnon, calling in live with Inspired Living Radio. Danielle, thank you so much for just hanging out with us this last hour and sharing your story and your book. And I know that you have a couple events coming up, so we want to make sure to get those out. And where can people find you on this planet of ours? Where are you located? How do they get in contact with you? All that good stuff.
Well, the easiest way to get in contact with me is through my website, daniellemckinnon.com. And actually, I'll be at Omega, the Omega Institute, in July, teaching a weekend workshop in animal communication. So it's kind of a beginner, totally fun weekend that I do each summer. And the next one is a month away or so? I don't know. However long away that is. So I cannot wait. It's the best weekend. Every summer I look forward to it.
Well, and I love that you're
awesome.
Teaching at Omega too, because that's actually where my spiritual journey is. One of the first places that start was at Omega Institute up in upstate New York there. So it's a great place. If you've never been to Omega, definitely check it out. That's going to be July 19th through the 21st of July, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. I highly recommend Omega. Kim, have you been to Omega? Have you gone out there at all and visited?
No, I haven't, but I do want to I'm definitely, very excited about animal communication now.
Setting your intentions.
Well, it's
because I love the animals, and but my focus has just been working with people. But our animals, I mean, they do so much for us. You know, the wild animals, the nature, our pets, all of that. And so, to be able to learn some of your techniques, I know you've got some that you know are unique to you, would be just a beautiful thing. Do you do online courses, Daniel? I can't remember.
Oh yeah, I have a school, and I do a lot of, I mean, in fact, that's most of what I do, is I'm teaching people. Yeah, through online. I forgot about that. That's pretty funny. Like, that's what I do every day. Just forget to mention that.
Good.
It's a really cool way to teach, because so many people who are intuitive or want to be intuitive or want to work with animals psychically, they feel like they're alone and they're the only crazy person out there. So I love being able to connect people through the computer, basically, where they get to see each other and form their own little community and realize they're not crazy. There's other people out there just like them.
Now, Danielle, do we have repeated contracts, soul contracts with our pets in multiple lifetimes?
Oh, such a cool question. So what happens is, as we're working to evolve our soul, the animals in our life, they reincarnate with us per lifetime. And as we work on that lesson, the animal helps us work on that lesson. So if I don't nail and master in this lifetime believing totally in myself, when I reincarnate, the animals will reincarnate with me, those, you know, whichever ones are reincarnating with me, and they will continue working the next level of that lesson. And that's the really cool thing.
Oh,
animals evolve the lesson as we begin to master it.
Are we helping them with their own evolution too?
Nope.
Isn't that crazy? That's a one-way thing, huh?
There you go.
Well, think about it. They have mastered unconditional love. We have not. What more is there, you know, other than mastering unconditional love, totally, utterly believing in ourselves and in others in that way? Animals have it down. They've told me again and again that they're here to help us get it. They are sacrificing themselves. They are putting themselves in danger. They are giving us love, and they are doing all of this to help us get it.
You're so right, though, about that unconditional love. I mean, I always think of animals as non-judgmental. They never judge us. My cat, I come home to you, O'Malley, he never judges me. He loves me unconditionally. He's very empathic. I know that there's even science about how the heart rate of a cat's purr and our heart rate can actually sync up. So I know that there's even some science behind, you know, having animals around you, whether it's a service dog or taking a dog into a nursing care facility to, you know, bring healing and energy up. So I just know from a science standpoint that animals, and I find that people love their animals more than they love their people sometimes. From
I know there are a lot
world.
Of
so
people
it's interesting.
That do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that love animals more than other people, and then that ends up being part of their lesson. I can trust an animal. Now I'm going to take that, and I need to learn how to trust a person.
Powerful stuff, powerful stuff. I love it. It's, you know, it's funny, and I was laughing because, you know, before I went down the spiritual path and was not into mediumship or psychic or animal communications or intuitiveness, a good friend of mine, Darcy Pariso, is an animal communicator here in the Pacific Northwest, and I sat with her in group for over four years, and she would always talk about the power of the animals and the power of the animals, and it's always been fascinating. So finally, I had her come in and do a reading, and we had two cats at the time. And from our perspective, and just sharing with the listening audience, our perspective as owners was, oh, these guys are brothers, Finnegan and O'Malley. They love each other. They hang out. Darcy came in and said, nope, they're roommates with each other. So it kind of reminded me of what you just said. Do the animals, you know, do they evolve? And you're like, nope, they've already got it down. They're already here. But it was just funny to learn that the cats that, you know, for a few years we thought were actually loving brothers and loved hanging out with each other actually didn't like each other and only tolerated each other as what Darcy would quote as roommates. So just a fascinating, you know, journey and learning all about animal communications and our perspectives and what they're here for and the soul contracts like you're talking about.
It is always really fun to find out what the animals really have to say versus what we think they have to say. I love that part.
Right.
A lot of times people are very surprised.
Well, Kim, now you get to know what Lexi Luce is thinking.
I know, Danielle, and I just want to thank you for that beautiful, you know, giving me some feedback on her.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't even finish.
Oh, okay, sure. I'd love to hear what her contract is, but I just want to
Yeah,
thank you.
So let me go back to – I'm so sorry. I don't know. I would, was not even thinking.
We actually went to break. That's why.
Oh, there we go. I'm also very easily distracted. Okay. So let me go back to Lexi Liu. So what Lexi Liu shows me is that she does have you, Kim, wrapped around her little finger, and that
yeah.
you spend a lot of time, like, looking at her, wondering about her, and even worrying about her, even though she shows me that she shows you that she's pretty good at taking care of herself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
So fun.
Why, Mark, do you know this already?
I do. A lot of what you're saying, I know a lot about her dog and from her pictures and how she talks about her. So everything you're saying is spot on.
Okay, cool. So then if we go into what is she – I'm sorry, I have to cough. Sorry. If we go into what is she teaching, Kim – hold on, let me go back to Lexi Liu. So – there's like a need in you, Lexi, Kim, to kind of like worry, help. It's almost like over help Lexi Liu through everything.
Yeah.
And so she's helping you learn how to almost like, I'm not trying to say it mean, but it's almost like mind your own business a little bit and let Lexi Liu be empowered to do her own stuff while you take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, I was trying to say it really nice.
I know. Goodness gracious.
Speaking truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
I'm glad we remembered to finish that.
Oh, no, we've gone on to other things. It's just been such a beautiful conversation. So I hope that, you know, by the listeners hearing, you know, you talk about how our animals are helping us, how Lexi was helping me, how your dog helped you, that they feel inspired to understand that connection on a deeper level and perhaps even want to sign up for one of your classes to learn that for themselves, because I see more and more, especially like in places like LA and stuff where the, you know, dogs are, they are pampered more than people are out there, you know. So
oh, it's fun.
Right?
It's fun to talk to those pampered dogs and hear what they have to say about it. It's really fun.
You know, people
might have to have a second show on that topic.
Right.
People who take that deep of an interest in their animals, that just, you know, they love and cherish and adore them in that way, that it wouldn't it be empowering and just nice to know that they could speak directly to them through, you know, what it is you teach out there. So everybody, sign up. Take a look at those classes.
Yeah, there is you can go to danielleclass.com as well, and there's a class right there that you can sign up for immediately. I forgot about that one. Because that's the best, most fun thing, right? Watching someone learn how to connect with animals and go, oh, this is real and I can do it. And then they feel so empowered now because they can have the deep connection much more easily than when they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the one time I did an actual reading for a friend on their horse, boy, it was just fascinating. This horse was talking to me like if we were sitting down at Starbucks over a cup of coffee or something. You know,
yeah.
Really sharing like a chatterbox, like a girlfriend that doesn't stop talking. I was just amazed by that.
It is cool. The funny thing is a lot of people won't get an animal communication reading because they're worried that their animal is going to give away their secrets.
Interesting.
Well,
and it happens.
Lutheran do that over the air.
That's interesting.
Yes.
It does happen. But never do animals they don't share information that would be detrimental to somebody or hurtful. Everything they share, even if it's something that someone's like, oh, I don't know if I want to talk about that, the way the animal presents it, it's intended to help the person learn. So even if the person was originally not so into it, they will be because of the way the animal will say it.
There's a mindfulness to it, right? They're being mindful of that lesson. That's very powerful. What do you think of horses? Because I've always heard about horses being so wise. And so my colleague Darcy's told me a lot of that. And then Kim, you just said that too. What do you think of horses?
Every year I take a group of people to Costa Rica to work with this incredible group of horses. And really all horses are incredible. Horses are, they take the whole idea of animal lessons and soul contract, they take it and make it so very visible that there's no way you can ignore it. I love horses, and I love how they will actually work with a person to help that person rebalance themselves at a soul level. And this is just what they are doing naturally. They just do it usually a lot more visibly than, say, a dog or a cat. But dogs and cats and everybody else are doing it as well. But horses are so big, it really it's really
that's
powerful.
Awesome. Great at putting it in layman's terms. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me,
guys.
Danielle.
Hope to have you back on.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody sign up for those animal communication classes until next week. Lots of love. Always come from a place of love.
Take care, everybody. Namaste.